Welcome to the Boiler Up Rayfield Davis Show. Checking in live after the game. We got Lewis Jackson on the line, former Purdue great. Welcome, Lou. How you feel? Purdue just won on a buzzer beater by Jaden Ivey. Last second shot, almost a last second shot, freshman cold-blooded at Ohio State. Kind of take me through that moment, what it would feel like being on the road at Ohio State and hitting the game winner like that as a freshman.
Man, that's Ohio State, let alone a tough venue to win in. Like, don't too many people win in there, but to be a freshman, take that shot. They rank 15th in the country. Like, you got to have heart, man. Like, you know what I mean? Because you know right now, obviously, you can go into overtime, but to be willing with Trevion, Sasha, all those guys play well, and to be willing to step up and take that shot after you haven't been shooting the ball that well, cold-blooded, man. I feel like I play right now.
Right now, what you feel as an alum, as someone that's been in that moment, someone that's won big games on the road, what you feel like the locker room is like right now? How would you feel pain is this roadkill right now?
Oh, high intensity. High, bro. You know you in there jumping up and down, yelling, screaming. Like, you probably even got Bloom. And you know Bloom probably tries to stay even keel the most. He probably right now going crazy. Like, I'm excited right now, bro. Like, I feel like I just played. I just jumped up so much in the front room with my mom, man. It was crazy.
Lou, take me back to kind of, I know a lot of people are excited to kind of hear from you, especially hear from you live, kind of what's going on with you. But Lou, tell me back to one of your best games against Ohio State, rather be in Mackey or at Ohio State.
My best game probably against Ohio State, my freshman year was, it might have actually been my freshman, but my junior year is probably the best one. The atmosphere, Ohio State was ranked number two at the time. They already just beat us at the college game day. They smacked us around. We went up to Ohio State, embarrassed us. So then when we came back, it was still in that Big Ten race. We just beat Wisconsin, and we had to play them that Sunday. The atmosphere was crazy. So, yeah, and Etwan had a phenomenal game. I think he had like 30, close to 40. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But that day, yeah, that's probably the best one against Ohio State. Individually, it's my freshman year. I had like 9 assists. I always played well against them. They used to sit in the zone a lot.
Right. Who was your toughest matchup? Who was somebody at Ohio State where you see on a scouting report where you know you got to have a game?
Man, they were tough. You probably want to say, a lot of people probably think I say Aaron Craft because just defensively, but you had guys like William Buford was 6'6", probably the best, one of the best guys I ever seen off a curl screen. Like, they used to run a curl screen, but also Evan Turner. I had to guard Evan Turner at 5'8". Evan Turner 6'7". This the year he was top two, top three draft pick in the league. I got a full court press him. ET for sure.
Yeah, Turner. I feel that. Lou, I'm just excited again. Like I said, Purdue wins on the last second shot by a freshman. Someone that had a tough going early in the season. Kind of tell people what it's like being a freshman, kind of going through that freshman wall, seeing some success early, kind of struggles, and then having a breakout moment. Because Lou, you were all Big Ten freshman team.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's tough because obviously a lot of those freshman guys, you're coming in from being so successful in your high school career. And you're so used to being depended on and you're trying to fit in and you know you belong, especially the upper guys is playing a lot. Coaches depend on you in practice, you're making shots. And when you have some success early, you know, you're not thinking you're going to hit that freshman wall. And then when you hit it, in your mind, obviously you don't want to listen to it, but you hear the comments, you hear the, you know, the reports, and you know, you just like, I need to see a couple shots fall. I need to see some buckets fall. So, especially for him right now to knock down that shot at Ohio State, I know his confidence through the roof now. Like, I feel like you've been there as a player that light bulb, it just clicks. It's like, I belong now. So, I think that was great for him to get over that hump and get over that wall. Now, I think sky's the limit for him from now on.
Right. Somebody just asked in the chat section, Lou. Somebody just said, I'm assuming they're asking, while you're playing, how do you handle the adrenaline rush of a game like that? Because they're saying when they're watching it, their heart is racing. How do you handle it when you was on the court?
I was told always as a young guy, like, don't get too high, don't get too low. You got to know parts of the game where, you know, you're going to struggle. You got to know parts you're going to feed off momentum. So it's just those times once you get on your highs and it starts to kind of wind down, you got to know, like, we got Trevion. I think Sasha was big driving the ball today. I think when you're struggling and you're getting too high, now I got to go back to what works for me. Let's get Trevion an easy layup. Let's get Sasha an easy three. Obviously, coach Coach Payne and Mike Shrewsbury, a lot of people don't really know too much about them. His offensive strategy is just so amazing. So once we settle in, we run one of those plays, you know, as long as we execute, we're going to get a bucket. So when you're going through that, you got to trust the system and trust your coaching staff to put you in the right position.
Right. No, no doubt. I definitely I understand that. I hope that was easy to follow. Well, I know you've been following the team more than people probably realize. What have you been seeing early in this season? What's kind of some things you would change or things you like with this team?
I like how we go inside. I think for the fans, they got to realize, you know, we got a young group of guards. You know, Sasha is probably the old. Sasha and Eric are our two oldest veterans out there. But just with Jaden and Brandon and even I'm getting PJ little brother name lost in my mind, but I always call him PJ little brother. But those guys are still getting used, you know, to playing in the Big Ten, especially Jaden and Brandon. Those guys are trying to adjust their games to the style of it. So you just got to bear with them. You got to let them find their niche. And just we go into Travion. When we struggle, it's easy. Just dump that ball into the big fella. Big fella's always – he's a great passer, phenomenal passer. He can score as well. So when we're struggling, just trust it. Just trust in that. Throw the ball on the side. Be patient. When we make turnovers, it's going to happen. Because I got upset a couple times. Like, we just turning the ball over. We're always going to get stopped. So just being a little bit more patient, trying to learn how to, you know, control the ball and watch the turnovers.
So, Luke. After a game like this, a young team, like you just said, with young guards, have another big one against Michigan coming up. How does a young team not get too, like you were saying, how does a young team not get too high? Or what's something that they could do now between Friday to get prepared?
You obviously want to keep that confidence. You know what I mean? You want to keep that confidence. It's just now those guys, it's that veteran leadership. I know coach is going to harp on it. It's just still doing what we do best. Stick to our game plans. You know, Jaden, you've been aggressive. I need you to stay aggressive. Brandon, you aggressive, but we still need to dump that ball in the Travion. We still need to get Sasha some shots. Let's do what works for us best, because now they're seeing the success. Their formula is working. So now it's just for those guys just to continue to polish that formula and know what works for them. Let's not try to get out our bodies and do stuff we haven't done, but let's see what we've been successful at and continue to, you know, get better at that.
So what would you – well, for Lou, like, looking at the team and seeing someone – hold on, wait. Someone asked a question real quick, Lou. Can you talk about Willard's defense on the last four possessions? What have you seen kind of – let me ask you this. Aaron is a guy that started the season. Aaron's one of my favorite guys. So a guy that started the season out, they kind of paint – maybe switch up the lineup a little bit. Aaron's coming off the bench now. What's something that you've seen just in his tenacity over the last couple games?
Aaron's a phenomenal defender. I think sometimes for me, I get frustrated with Aaron because I know how athletic he is. And with him being so athletic, I think you can put Aaron really one through the five. Sometimes the five guys are a little bit stronger with Luka Garza and those guys. But one through four, I don't see where Aaron can't defend. So when you see him make that defensive stop when first he closes out in the paint. And then, I don't know the shooter's name, but he kind of got lost in that last possession. And you see Aaron Willard pop out on the switch and still able to extend his defense and get a tip on that ball. It just shows how phenomenal he is, because that possession, the possession before that, he's guarding Liddell. He stays down, uses his length. Liddell gets a shot clock violation. It's just phenomenal once he uses athleticism. And I think as long as he's aggressive on defense and offensively with his athleticism, it gives us another key component, because he also can step out and shoot the three, which was something Rob and, you know, the four-man Purdue normally has is good, and it gives Travion more space to operate in our offense to flow more in that motion.
No doubt. So, Lou, saying all of this and breaking it down that way of the success of the second half and the success moving forward, what went wrong in that first half?
First half was defensively. We started out, Travion got those first two buckets. It was beautiful. And then I think we had four turnovers. Like, we had a quick three. I looked up. I know it was four turnovers to one. The Washington kid, he kind of got out to a good start. He got out to a good start, knocked a lot of threes down. But you give Eric Hunter, you give the rest of the guys a lot of credit. The adjustments came. We locked down. We didn't let them shoot the ball. That was threes. We rebounded more. And I just feel like we honed in a lot more. We didn't give them easy buckets, and that's always big for Purdue.
No doubt. Now, everybody, checking in with Lewis Jackson. Former Purdue great. I let Lou tell it. He may say he's the greatest point guard to play at Purdue.
You know? I am.
Lou, I got a question. Who would you your all-time starting five at Purdue University? Rather be guys, I want to hear guys you play with, guys you watch, but then I want to hear from Paint's era, but also the Gene Giddey era, if you could put two teams.
Okay, so my first one would be who I played with, who I watched that era. I'm taking myself out, right?
Now you put yourself in.
If you all deserve. Right. Etuan Moore is going in there for sure. Etuan Moore has to go in there. That's AJ Hammonds. I'm definitely putting AJ Hammonds in. AJ Hammonds, Etuan Moore. I'm taking myself out. AJ Hammonds, Etuan Moore, Juwan Johnson, Robbie Hummel, and I'm putting you there. I'm putting you there off the strength of I got Etuan can play on. Etuan can play the point. I know a lot of people will be probably saying Carson. I like Carson, but I like the size. I like Etuan can be that combo. You can lock down, defend. We need somebody that's really gonna lock down, defend. I put Rob at his natural position at the three. Rob can do whatever he needs to do. Now I put JJ probably more so in his position at the four, because he can shoot the three. And then you put AJ Hammonds in that back. That's my five. From five. Yeah, I would do that. I would definitely do that five. And then the Gene Katie era, I think people, I know it, but I don't know it that much. So off of names alone, I probably would Big Dog, obviously. Big Dog has to go in there. Put Big Dog, the three amigos, so Everett Stevenson, Mitchell. I'm forgetting my other guy name. Purdue fans probably kill me right now. Help me out, right?
Troy Lewis,
yeah. So I put them three, Big Dog, and I'm taking Everett out because I'm gonna put David Teague and Carl. I'm putting Carl Landry in there.
Carl Landry, David Teague, them paint guys.
But they were also Katie. Paint got him in the middle of it.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. Would you change your lineup if you put those two guys a part of paint guys?
I would almost do it, but I can't substitute Carl over Juwan and AJ just because of size. I think Teague is a great scorer, but I got that with Etuan Moore.
I feel you. Nah.
I would bring them off the bench. If I could bring some people off the bench, I would do that. I'll bring them off the bench.
I feel that.
Yeah. What about you? Everybody always that. What about you?
Oh. For me, I would put I'm putting AJ. I'm going AJ Juwan. I'm going Smooth. I'm going Etuan.
Yeah.
AJ Juwan, I'm going Etuan. I'm going, I need a shooter. I'm going Dakota. I need a defender. What I got? Oh, I need you. I got you. I'm going to choose you. I ain't going to hold you.
Okay.
The reason I choose you over another one would be because I need somebody that's going to get all of them to play well together. Because people don't realize how tough Dakota is.
Yeah.
Dakota's a tough dude. And Dakota needs somebody to go with him that's equally as crazy or as tough as him.
Yeah. I didn't realize Dakota was that tough until I came back and played open gym with y'all. He was on the team with me, and we got to talking. And he kept talking, and I was like, yeah, okay, you're tough. You're tough. I can handle you. I can deal with you.
Dakota looked at me, man. I tell this all the time, man. Dakota's a freshman. He has mono, like mono. He looked at me and Chad, the trainer, and said, I'm the NBA player on this team, and there's no question about it. This time, he's like the 10th man on the bench as a freshman. And I look at him like, oh, man, y'all got to get this dude another. What my man doing it? I'm proud of my boy.
I am. Let me ask you this, though, real quick, because I forgot about the KD here, but let me ask you, shooters. Are you taking Ron Smith, Ron Klein, Dakota, And I will put Sasha in there. I'll put Sasha in there right now. In what order would you rank them?
As shooters. I'm going Dakota, Klein, Rhino, Sasha.
Okay.
Yeah. Rhino, Sasha. Then I'm going what you gonna say? Who you got?
I argue Rhino is my guy. Rhino is my guy. So I think it's gonna be I'm going Rhino. Then I'm going Ryan. After what he did in Elite Eight, and I remember Kenny Lowe, I remember coming back and Kenny Lowe was like, he's a better shooter than Ryan Smith. I'm like, no, you can't tell me he's a better shooter than Ryan Smith. And as I kept watching him, I'm like, it's debatable. And then once I seen the tournament, I'm like, Ryan Klein, I'm going to go Klein first. And then Rhino, then Dakota. Yeah.
It depends on what you need, because I'm going Dakota because he's going off the bounce with a lot of it.
And that's where I think the evolution of those other three guys. Rhino was more of a catch and shoot,
right,
dribble maybe. And that's what I liked about Sasha tonight. He put it on the floor.
Fact.
And when he started doing that, it was like it changed the game so much because you're already worried about his threes. And I will say that about Dakota. Dakota's probably the best defender out of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was heavily surprised how well Dakota became a defender. So that's why he gets a notch on me. But yeah, I'm with you when you talk about putting it on the floor.
No, I feel that, Lou. Like we talked about, like that after game speech about Paint, they won a big one tonight. What's your favorite post game meal after a game like this? Rather be on a road, on the way home, or even on campus? What would you go eat right now tonight?
If I'm on campus, probably right now, that's when Buffalo Wild Wings just came out. So we was going to Buffalo Wild Wings. And Payne say, especially on the road, all pizza tastes better off a win than off a loss. So it didn't matter what we ate on the road.
I thought somebody asked about hoop, Lou. Lou, for you, what you doing now with basketball? Is basketball still something you're passionate about? I saw someone ask, are you still playing? Are you doing anything with it now?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the game. Like, just being around it, seeing the young energy around it. I'm still competitive. Like, I still like to play when I can play. But, we got our camp coming up. You probably kill me because I can't remember the dates. I know it's in March. We got the camps coming up in March. Then we kind of talked. Have you put the one out yet for Fort Wayne?
Yeah, today.
You got that. Been talking to Jordan. Jordan Delks, everybody don't know him, but we're talking about doing a couple clinics together. Obviously, in Illinois right now, they're starting to talk about opening up some things. So I want to get some clinics and start running tournaments around here as well. And then just far as playing, I mean, if something's available, I'll play. You can catch me playing somewhere because I still love the game to be around it.
Nah, that's what's up, Lou. But nah, Lou, I appreciate you jumping on with me. Everybody, big win tonight. Definitely look out for the podcast this week. We got Grady Eifert joining us this week. It should be a good one. Trip to the Elite Eight, two Big Ten championships. But Lou, big win at Ohio State. Jaden Ivey, game winner three. Somebody said right before he hit the shot, said Paint stopped telling him to shoot three. So I think fans need to relax, let the players play. And I look forward to finish the season, bro.
Absolutely, man. It's good momentum. It's Paint. The team is peaking when it's supposed to peak. I expect nothing but good things from here on out.
Nah, Lou, I'll definitely check back in with you on Friday after the Michigan game.
No doubt. Look forward to talking to you, Ray.
Yeah.